Christmas is coming, and if your funds are feeling flat...
What's the answer to that? Well, a quick fix, a quick loan, and there's your advert waiting for you.
Gillian Guy from Citizens Advice explaining to MPs on the Business Committee how payday lenders and their intensive TV advertising can seem like the easy answer when the cost of living is pinching. Before that, though, the MPs had questioned the payday lenders themselves.
Do you think that your charges are extortionate and that you're a rapacious organisation?
No, of course we don't accept that.
Henry Rain from Wonga, whose annual rate of interest, or APR, is 5,853%. But, he said, the loans were only supposed to be used short term.
With Wonga, as you know, the first thing you see is you come onto the website, you see the amount it's going to cost you, you choose how much to borrow for how long. The product actually is used moderately by most people. And of course, compared to the market that we opened up, are those people traditionally using overdrafts and credit cards.
But the MPs were still deeply uneasy. A Conservative, Brian Binley, had been looking at the Mr. Lender website, run by Adam Freeman.
On your website, it says, if for whatever reason I can't lend to you, then I'll do my very best to ask around and recommend another friend of ours who may be able to help you out, providing you have consented I can do this. Now, on the surface, that sounds very good indeed. But who are the friends?
Adam Freeman explained that Mr. Lender sometimes acted as a broker rather than lending the money itself.
We have a very strict lending criteria. If we can't lend to a customer, we will pass it to other lenders.
And who are they?
Well, it would be on a broker model, so we'd actually give it to a broker to push through to other lenders.
So we're not talking about those people who work in the shadows of your industry then, because somebody considers them to be friends. You're saying it's not you?
I see your point.
Oh, good. I'm glad about that. Now,
I see your point, but I think and I see why you're making the point, but the point, if we're very strict at lending, we'll lend to literally 1 in 100 people. Every 100
people... It's not about you, it's about your friends.
Yeah, my friends, or Mr. Lender's friends, they are obviously people that will facilitate people that are working part-time, that are on benefits, that we won't lend to people like that, and we won't lend to people like that. Sometimes not.
This is the loophole.
Thank you.
This is the loophole.
Can I re-ask, why, what am I missing?
No, you don't ask the questions, will
you? Okay.
Now, if the payday lenders were keen to demonstrate how upfront they are about their businesses, it's failed to impress consumer groups. For example, there's the way they advertise. Here's Gillian Guy from Citizens Advice again.
They're on daytime television, they use cartoons, they put it at times when people that we see with multiple debts might be at home because they're unemployed. It's that kind of targeting, really.
And Martin Lewis, who founded MoneySavingExpert.com, put it even more strongly.
I think we're in danger of grooming a new generation towards this type of borrowing. And if you think we've got problems now, you wait for 10 years' time. Grooming is the right term. We're talking about a market that didn't exist 5 years ago. And you've had people in arguing that this is how people like to use it. They've created the demand, they've created the operational structure, and now they're saying it's what people want.
Catchy tunes, funny ads. Kids, it seems, are quoting the adverts in the playground.
Parents are telling us 30% of their under 10s are joking about these slogans and laughing and repeating slogans of payday lenders. We have normalised this. We have this niche lending of last resort has become normalised to a mainstream form of credit by the use of advertising. I would have a blanket ban. These adverts go on children's television channels.
Now, the Financial Conduct Authority is introducing a new set of fines and other sanctions for lenders who step over the line. There'll also be some curbs on advertising, as its chief, Leslie Titcomb, explained later to Brian Binley.
We're also proposing that there has to be a risk warning on adverts as well, not just that they're clear.
So a sort of cigarette warning notice.
Yep, absolutely, which starts, is this loan right for you? Specifically because... What the research has shown us is that when people are watching these ads thinking of taking a loan, they're not thinking about their ability to repay in the longer term. They're just thinking about the here and now, and that's why we really want to focus them at that particular point.
Particularly as we've heard, some of these loans are offered to people in casinos who need the money in a quarter of an hour.
Yes, that was a new one.
Frightening
to
me, quite frankly.
There have been changes, there are more to come, and going by the mood of the committee, clearly not a moment too soon for them.